Well, good morning. It is Tuesday, January the 14th in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And I am trying on a new, I know we've been having some problems with our recording, so I've got a new sort of system today. I hope it's working. We apologize for the errors that we've had. We're trying to get to the bottom of that. But it's good to be here. It's Tuesday. You know what that means? That means tacos. It's Taco Tuesday, so we'll be looking for tacos all along the way today. Our entry today will begin, of course, with consecration. You ready? Let's just bring ourselves into the presence of the Lord. Let's bring ourselves into the awareness that though we slept, he didn't sleep. He worked all night. We woke up. There's manna all over the field. We're waking up into the day the Lord has made. So we begin just by being glad for this day, rejoicing in it, no matter what we're dealing with. We're on the high side of the ground, friends. Let's consecrate ourselves, or let's actually pray our prayer of consecration. Only the Lord can consecrate us. We can offer ourselves up, though. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, Father, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry, you'll see, I hope it came through the email, and it's just a series of nine fruit emojis. It's my favorite title ever. Our text, of course, today is going to be Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Very popular one in our New Year, New Word series on the fruit of the Spirit. Hear now the word of the Lord. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. I lead the children's sermon every week at the Gillette Methodist Church. It may be the highlight of the service. It is definitely the highlight for me. I spent at least 9 weeks last spring and summer working through the fruit of the Spirit. Every week, I went to the grocery store and bought a supply of a particular fruit or vegetable to illustrate the fruit of the Spirit that week and to share them with the kids. I know you're already wondering, what were the fruits? Well, there's a hint in today's title, the nine fruit emojis. But first, let me ask you, how would you assign a fruit or vegetable to each of the fruits in the text? You can think about that. Let me tell you where I landed. Love, grapes, joy, apples, peace, peaches, patience, green bananas, kindness, kiwis, generosity, oranges, faithfulness, corn, gentleness, pears, and self-control, avocados. I'll try to explain maybe in the after comments, some of my reasoning there. As the weeks progressed, I remarked to the kids of the challenge of remembering all nine fruits of the Spirit and even more how challenging it was to focus on each of them all the time. One Sunday, I asked them this question: who do you know who has all nine of the fruit of the Spirit in their life? Only one of the kids, Ruby, raised her hand. She shouted, "Jesus!" And there he was. Boom! Goes the dynamite. I followed the trail. So if Jesus is love and Jesus is in you, guess what you are? Love, they shouted. I went on, if Jesus is joy and Jesus is in you, guess what that makes you? Joy, they shouted. I kept going right down the list. Before we were done, the whole congregation were shouting the answers. That's the secret, isn't it? Jesus Christ is in us. He is the secret to the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We can't just focus on the whole grocery bag of fruit all the time, but we focus on the life of Jesus through the Holy Spirit in us. Fruit can't be produced. Trees bear fruit. Jesus bears fruit. Our job is to stay connected to Jesus. I have always loved how Eugene Peterson translates this text in his Message translation of the Bible. Hear it from that version now. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. This is a powerful vision, isn't it? It's the vision of a life rooted and growing in Jesus. And didn't he say something about a tree being known for its fruit? And then there's the taste. What's not to love about fruit? It turns out Jesus has quite a lot to say on the subject. Let's give him the last word today, which will also capture a number of your new words for this new year. This is from John 15. Abide in me as I also abide in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must abide in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. That's verse 4 and 5 and verse 8 from John 15. Some of you chose that. I saw that come through. Let's have our prayer for illumination today. Lord Jesus, Word of God from before the beginning, our great teacher. And Jesus, you're not only our teacher, but you are our source. You're the subject. You bring the fruit because you are the tree. Would you enlarge, magnify, expand your life in me by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit? I want to be like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. I want to prosper with your prosperity, Jesus. Lord, it will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for our good. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Well, our journal prompts today. You'll be glad to know that our children at the Gillette Methodist Church have been among the first to turn in their note cards with their new year, new word from Scripture. As the Holy Spirit, also known as God's highlighter, led you to a new word for this new year yet, let's try to land before the month is up. I'll put the link to share with us below. And then I'll ask you, have you rescribed your scripture verse to an index card yet? Get it out of the book. Get it onto your card. That's the pathway. That's the highway to your heart. Galatians 5:22 has been a popular choice so far. And perhaps Jesus may just be highlighting that one for you this year. There's a link in the email today where you can submit that word. And grab my hymnal, because we're going to sing. We're going to be singing one of our favorites this time, Be Thou My Vision. It's a Celtic hymn. We sang it in church yesterday. It's number 49 in our hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise, 49. Be Thou My Vision. We'll sing all four verses here before we're done. But, those groceries. I went to the grocery store every Saturday, and love just felt like grapes to me, and joy, the apple. I mean, I feel like, you know, of course, the Bible in Genesis chapter 3 doesn't actually tell us that it was an apple that Adam and Eve ate in disobedience to God, but it's been passed on as an apple. So I thought, what a great reversal. The thing that was the cause of our fall, not that wasn't the apple's fault, of course, but you get my point. The symbol of it, it's actually like reversed. And now it's a symbol of joy. Peaches, peace. It sounds like peace, peace, peach. And a peach just feels peaceful, doesn't it? Patience. Brought some really green bananas because, you know, you have to wait on them to turn. Nobody wants to eat a green banana. Kindness, kiwi. We love talking about how the outside of the kiwi is prickly. And that's how a lot of people can be. They can feel like they're very prickly, but we have to remember underneath the prickliness of people's exterior, you know, rough surface, There's goodness, and it's goodness underneath there. And so let's be kind to people. Remember, they're going through hard things, and that oftentimes what's made them, you know, rough on the outside. Generosity, and you note that the text typically it says goodness, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and I've learned from my friend, he's a Bible scholar. He taught me that. Really, the essence of goodness in that text is generosity, and I've always remembered that. And I you know, goodness can kind of be like all of the fruits, but generosity puts a really good nuance on it, I think. So I often just say generosity. Faithfulness. I went out that morning early, and I went to a field. Just down the road from my house, we've been watching that corn crop grow all spring and all summer, and they had put on those ears of corn, and I thought, you know, it's just such a great sign of faithfulness, and this is part of my teaching that day. God, I took a one kernel of corn, and I taught the kids that one kernel of corn turns into 800 kernels of corn on an ear of corn. So many of the plants just have one ear of corn on them. And that's just such a remarkable sign of God's faithfulness, to turn one seed of corn into 800 seeds. Faithfulness, gentleness. You know, by the time we got to this one, the eighth one in the series, one of our high school seniors, Sophia, had a pear tree in her yard, and she went out and picked the pears and brought them to me, and as a piece of the celebration of the fruit of the Spirit. And I thought, you know, a pear just kind of feels gentle, and oftentimes pears are, they can be soft, and you have to handle them with a kind of gentleness. And then finally, self-control. Avocados, okay? There's multiple facetedness of avocados. Like for starters, you're never just quite sure if they're ready to be cut open. You know, you don't want to cut one too soon because they're hard and they don't taste good and they're difficult to peel and get the pit out and all that. You also don't want to wait too long because they become mushy and they sort of start to feel a little bit rotten, browning on the inside. You need the self-control to know exactly when it's ready to go. And then, of course, it requires some self-control even in peeling the thing, because you get the pit out and then you got to figure out how to get the skin off without messing up the avocado, making a total mess. Anyway, felt like self-control to me. So every week I would bring a sack full of gifts. I had this, like, you know, the Holy Spirit is the gift. I always teach the Spirit is the gift, and the Spirit gives us gifts, but then the Spirit also bears fruit. So I'd bring all the stuff from the grocery store in a gift sack, and then I'd give each of the kids one of those to take home and share with their family. So it was really fun, and it's something I think they'll probably always remember. I'll always remember it. And it got across the point. Like, and then the other piece of it that I teach when I teach on the fruit of the Spirit is it's interesting that it does say fruit, singular, but yet it lists nine fruits. Well, I've been taught that the fruit of the Spirit is love. And then love has all of these different dimensions to it, almost like different pieces of fruit, right? Joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, right? All that. So anyway, that's probably more than you wanted today. You're probably getting close to work if you're driving in. Let's close out by singing Be Thou My Vision, because it's a visionary life, the life of Jesus in us, bearing this fruit. It's something to see. The number 49, you ready? Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me save that Thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word, I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son, Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise, Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only first in my heart, High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of Heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven sun. Heart of mine own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Amen. Well, we did it. It's Tuesday. We're consecrated. We're being transformed by the Holy Spirit. I can already see the fruit just beginning to come off of the branches of your life. And now it's time to hit the fields, right? Consecration, transformation moves into demonstration. And that's where we're sowing the seed of the gospel, the goodness, the mercy, the love, the joy of Jesus. Just say, come Holy Spirit and move about your day. Be ready. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.